explain. If it please the court, Your Honor, at this time I would like to introduce my three main witnesses.
Request granted. Proceed with the testimony.
Okay, proceed we will. Coming to you live from the iHeart Studios in West Palm Beach, Florida. Welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today. This show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal advice, nor will it ever. Good day to you. I'm Alan Mason, your host and main witness number one. Along with witness number two, our show producer, Rick Snyder, and you, my good friend, are the greatest witness, to which we say thanks for being with us today. This is the place where the coolest legal minds gather for the latest legal news and time-saving tips, along with the latest community information. And our mission is educating those in need of legal representation with a solid base of top legal minds and law scholars. Here's a thought. The only time you need legal personal injury representation is after you're injured, right? So if you become injured or simply need good advice, call the good folks at the Robes Law Group and they will be happy to assist you. Their mission is getting you well and putting your life back in order. That's how the legal minds work over at the Robes Law Group. If you've been injured, make contact with the mothership by dialing 561-570-5700. With offices in Delray Beach and throughout Palm Beach County, you may visit their website at robeslawgroup.com. Coming up on today's show, Douglas Rudman is with us. He knows which closet has the most skeletons in it, and most importantly, to whom they all belong. The wide, wide world of felony violations is on the front burner. Then Rick Snyder checks in with all the satisfied Robes clients who have had happy results. That's coming right up. And in the news, yet another Florida man and maybe a Florida woman this week will do something kind of weird, and we'll tell you about that in just a moment. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment today, we'll take a look at how scammers offer free stuff and then suck you into their scams. That's coming up right after the news. And then kinematophobia.
What is it?
Kinematophobia. Okay. Now you're making me get my MERDs wixed. It's kinematophobia.
Okay, sure.
In 35 minutes, we'll find a ghoul smart enough to find the answer. Kinematophobia. Dead or alive, don't be afraid to look that up. And just a friendly reminder, tell a friend about the show and invite them to listen. Maybe a bunch of us will show up at your house every Saturday from 2 to 3, or you can listen right here on AM 1290 WJNO. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest legal headlines, brought to you by the Robes Law Group, your community-approved brain trust. Here with today's headlines is our constantly random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Rick Snyder.
Thank you, Alan.
You bet.
A Florida man is accused of hitting and killing his girlfriend while driving a vehicle outside a Polk County bar, and then returning to the establishment. We'll have details on this fatal car accident.
Ew.
And they get more interesting as we discuss it. And a Florida woman used an unusual tactic to shoplift from a store in Central Florida. According to the sheriff's office up there, the woman clogged the toilets at a Family Dollar store to create a diversion.
I'm not going to ask you what she clogged it with.
Thank you. I'm not going to tell you.
Good. All right. That's all the headlines you have?
That's it for now.
Oh, great. When we return, Douglas Rudman is with us. He have a question about felony violations. We're live and the phone lines are open. 561-570-5700. Don't go back. We'll be right away.
Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com.
All right, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, here to introduce a few happy people Rick, we have some happy people from the Robes Law Group there. By the way, folks, you can check out this information. We're not making it up. It comes right from facebook.com/Robes Law Group. All the testimonials are there, especially on today. It's February the 29th.
29th, that
That's
is correct.
The last day of the month. You know, I have a friend of mine whose birthday was on February the 29th. He said he only celebrates every 4 years.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I guess.
Once in a lifetime.
It's not even a blue moon.
No.
All right.
Okay. Happy people.
Happy people. That's
Ebony
what we like.
Says professional, courteous, and great staff. Richard says Mr. Robes and his team are very caring, honest, meticulous, and smart with how they handle every aspect of their business.
Mm-hmm.
Semi Arif says the Robes Law Group did an unbelievable job representing my case. Esteban and Lorraine kept me informed of everything throughout the entire process. They're extremely professional and knowledgeable. I highly recommend them to everybody who's involved in a car accident.
Yeah, you know, Esteban will call you even if it's 3 in the morning. You go to that Robes Law Group app, press on that button, Esteban will give you a call back. I asked him if he enjoyed doing that. He didn't answer.
And he'll call you on the 29th of February.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, okay. Rick, we got the happy people. If you're looking for a good outcome with your case, we can't promise it'll be good, but you know, we can promise it'll be great. Call the good folks at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700, or again, visit their website at robeslawgroup.com.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
All right, our first super guest earned his master's degree from Temple University School of Law in Philadelphia, PA, and his Juris Doctorate at John Marshall Law School, and a BA degree from Columbia College, both in Chicago, Illinois. He is a former prosecutor dedicated to aggressive representation in traffic DUI, misdemeanor, and felony criminal defense cases. That's a lot to do.
Well, it sounds more impressive than it really is, let me tell you that.
Well, Doug, welcome to the show, and I thank you for coming in. We called Doug on just a last-minute deal there. He was heading to the Bahamas, but we snagged him and made him come back. I appreciate you taking the time to come in.
Look, it's good to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's good to be anywhere, right? So a defense attorney and a prosecuting attorney, you do it all.
Well, I used to be a prosecuting attorney. Now,
yeah,
I'm on the other side. I'm defending people who are getting charged by the state. And it's actually very rewarding. It's very nice. You know, I represent people who are normally good people, but just made a bad decision, made a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes there's certain crimes where you don't even know you're committing a crime when you when you get picked up on something like that. So that's why it's so important that when something does happen, you have a good team behind you.
Yep. Well, what is a felony? I mean, we know about misdemeanors and felonies, and I'm betting anything that there's another thing in there somewhere that nobody knows about. But what's a felony?
Well, and it's really funny because we just had this whole impeachment fiasco that went on in Washington, and we heard terms like high crimes and misdemeanors.
Right.
Well, these are all highfalutin terms, but basically what it is our system of law in Florida is really set up in a different way. And usually it's like this in most of the other states. So you have what we like to call petty offenses, minor offenses, misdemeanors. These are crimes that are usually punishable by up to but not exceeding 1 year in jail. Felonies are crimes that are more serious, more like the high crimes we talk about, that are punishable by actually more than 1 year in jail. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's the less than and more than 1 year. And that's the benchmark that we look to see what the difference is.
Isn't that 1 year thing have something to do with losing your rights if you're there for more than a year? Or is it a year and a day? How's that work?
Well, yes and no. Yes. You lose your rights if you're a convicted felon in the state of Florida. You can only go to prison if you're a convicted felon. Okay. So one kind of goes along. So if you're getting a year and a day, that means you're being convicted of a felony.
Ah, okay.
So you lose your rights as the result of being a convicted felon, not just because you've gone to prison for a period of time.
I like the fact that they put these little things into the law. It says, you know, if it's under $900, it's a misdemeanor. But if it's $901, it's a felony or something. Who makes that up?
Well, and a lot of that actually comes from the legislature. And, you know, we talk all the time about how We have the three branches of government. Right. We've got the legislative, the executive, the judicial branch. Well, it's the legislative branch that passes the law.
Right.
It's the judicial branch that hears the laws that the executive branch is claiming that someone violated.
I feel sorry for the cops, quite frankly, because the legislators make these crazy laws and then they say to the police, go enforce them. And
well,
maybe they don't agree with it, but they have to enforce it.
Well, I don't think it's as much as a knee-jerk reaction as you think, because between the concept of the law, the building of the law, the voting of the law, then the governor signing the bill into the law, and then when the law takes hold, there is a long period of time that goes in there. So it's not one day this is the offense, the next day this is the offense, and it's completely different. Mm. What really is an interesting part about this whole thing is when you have someone, let me give you an example. I'm representing someone who was in his store and he was selling CBD oils
right.
that contained THC.
Oops.
Now, what? Oops is right, but what happened was is after they did a search warrant on his place, he thought that it was completely legal. He was told that it was completely legal. Everyone told him that it was completely legal. Unfortunately, it wasn't. And he found out when the sheriff's office raided his store. Mm. Now, what stinks is three months after this raid happened, and now that he's being prosecuted, the state of Florida came in and said it's legal and legalized everything that he had. The problem is the government is still going forward because they're trying to say at the time in which this happened,
It was illegal.
So sometimes when they pass the new laws, they don't apply retroactively.
I thought there was something you weren't allowed to do that.
You weren't for a while, but now the law has changed and now they've gone through and actually legalized certain types of CBDs.
They used to be called grandfathered in, right?
Yes, sir.
But is that
nope.
still in effect?
Nope, not
gone.
The case.
You got to pay attention to who you elect into office, folks, because those are the people that make the laws. What kind of classes of felonies are there? You
know? Well, there's in Florida, we have degrees of felonies. We have third degree, second degree, first degree, and we also have punishable by life and capital. All everyone needs to know is this. Third degree felonies, they're the lowest level of felonies. Second degree felonies, second lowest level, and so on and so forth. All the levels really tell us is what is the maximum penalty that you can receive for that. What's actually more interesting is how the state of Florida has gone through and issued a level to each and every one of these. And the level is what tells us how many points are assessed, and it goes into a mathematical computation in the score sheet system. And that's how they come up with the minimum permissible sentence that you could be given under the laws. It's really, really, really complex to go into.
That sounds like it's wrong on so many levels.
Well, actually, the funny thing is, you say it's wrong on so many levels. The purpose behind this is, believe it or not, we live in the liberal South of Florida. The rest of Florida is governed by the conservative rest of the group.
Right.
Now, what makes this so interesting is the belief behind the point system and on the score sheets was to try to take the sentencing in the liberal South and have it be somewhat flexible
yeah.
throughout the rest of the state. So
right.
you don't have someone with this crime in Martin County or Tallahassee being punished more severely than someone in Miami. Mm-hmm. That was the idea behind it. It is not perfect. In fact, it's far from perfect. But I have to, you know, that was just the purpose behind it, to try to give some...
What was that road that was paved with good intentions?
The road to perdition is always paved with good intentions. Yes, sir.
So that was their idea. Let's make it fair for everyone. But it didn't turn out that way.
Well, and you know, the funny thing is, that's exactly correct. I think Richard Pryor said, I went down to the courthouse looking for justice and I looked around and just saw... just us.
I believe it. Which one is the felonies? I know you say 1, 2, and 3. Those are the categories. Which is the hardest to defend? Or are they pretty much, you got to go through the paperwork of all?
Well, the fact is, I mean, I don't want to say one class of case is harder to defend than other class. It's just a matter of you stick with what you have that's in front of you at that time, where, you know, people come in with different ideas. White collar crimes, it's very labor intensive. They give you a lot of documents, a lot of paperwork that you have to work with. If you're dealing with a sex crime, you're going to be dealing with scientific evidence that you're going to be looking at. Right now, I'm working a very, very, very horrible traffic homicide that involves scientific evidence, that involves speed and recreation and phlebotomy and so on and so forth. So believe it or not, even within the realm of doing criminal defense, there are so many nuances that you know, you have to try. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, so there's no real definition of which one is harder. Or it doesn't matter. It depends on each crime.
The hardest case for me to defend is when I actually have people who admit to what they're actually doing, okay?
Yeah, just want to let you know, I am guilty.
Well, and that's the thing, where people wind up talking to the police instead of lawyering up like they're supposed to. You know, I've never had anyone sit next to me in a courtroom going, you know, I really wish I would have talked more to the police.
Yeah, they will use it against you in a court of law, as they say.
Absolutely.
Well, but you don't get Miranda rights read to you unless you've really messed up. They don't just go to the scene and say, hey, by the way, let me read you your Miranda rights.
Well, actually, I get this all the time, and this is probably the biggest misconception that people have in law. People come to me all the time. They go, but Doug, they didn't read me my Miranda rights. I get to go free, right? Actually, that's not the way it works at all. When you think about what the Miranda rights are, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney before we begin questioning. Do you understand? And so on and so forth. What's really interesting is these rights are only defined to be used if they want to ask you questions and use the answers to those questions in a custodial type situation, okay? So if someone doesn't read you your Miranda rights, that just simply means they can't use your statements against you,
right?
But it doesn't mean it's going to otherwise negate a lawful arrest.
So what happens if the police say to you, these are your rights, you understand the rights, and you go, no, I don't.
Well,
and then he reads them again. And do you understand these? You go, no, I don't. You just keep saying, no, I don't. What happened?
Well, the fact is, at some point, they're either just not going to talk to you, not ask you. But here's what's real interesting. They can ask you a question. Let me give you an example. They can ask you a question, and it only applies to questions that the answers they're meant to elicit an incriminating response. So if ask you, I say, hey, Alan, do you like strawberry ice cream? You say, no, I don't like strawberry ice cream, and I killed my wife last week. So that doesn't apply underneath Miranda, okay?
Right, right.
Or if you spontaneously make a statement in the back of the room or anything like that.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, you got a question that involves a felony? Call Doug Rudman right now, 561-570-5700. The lines are open. Have a felony question? He's the guy to answer, as you can tell. He's got a lot of knowledge there, Doug.
How's about this? Anything related to criminal law. We're talking about felonies today, but you have anything related to criminal law, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you.
Tell him the number.
Well, you've got the number, Alan.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, felony convictions.
What is that number, Alan?
Yeah. Oh, 561-570-5700. Call right now, and we'll get you on the air. You can talk with Doug. You know, felony convictions can prevent you from holding certain jobs, right? You're convicted of a felony, you may not get a job. But I do understand that the one job that it won't stop you from getting is politics.
Well, actually, believe it or not, there are some places where if you are a convicted felon, you actually can't run for public office. You can't hold public office. But you're absolutely correct. If you get convicted of a felony, you can't hold professional licensure. You can't be a lawyer. You right. can't be a doctor. You can't be certain things. But what's really interesting is we just got a very interesting ruling, particularly for the voting rights, reinstatement of voting rights for felons. And when you see the voting rights for felons and what's going on with that, they just said that unpaid fines and fees cannot prevent someone from actually coming through and getting their voting rights restored. This is actually a pretty landmark opinion, because it's one of those things that says, hey, voting is deemed to be such a right that's so important that if it has been granted, has been given back, it shouldn't be held up if you have unpaid fines and fees.
Right. So in other words, if you get a fine like 2 years in prison and a $50,000 fine, you get out, you get your rights back, but you don't have to pay the fine.
Well,
to
it get doesn't even involve getting the rights back. If you've done your 2 years and your 2 years are over and you're otherwise done and wrapped up with your punishment phase, right. But all that's left over is unpaid fees and fines. The court just came through and said those unpaid fees and fines should not prevent you from being able to vote.
Right. You still owe the fines, but you can vote. That's kind of weird. I think one of the candidates running in the race today are saying they want people to be able to vote from prison. Hello? What am I missing?
Well, I mean, on the same note, I mean, you do have to ask yourself on the other end, why shouldn't someone who has done a particular crime or whatever it is, why is it so bad for them to have that right to vote? I mean, I understand losing your right to possess a firearm, maybe even losing your right to be a doctor, be a lawyer, even have a ramification of being able to drive a car. But what is it about the right to vote that is something that should automatically be taken away from someone who is otherwise a citizen? If you're otherwise a United States citizen, why shouldn't you have the right to vote? Why is that something that is so important that is going to be taken away from you?
Well, I always thought if you got stinking thinking, you need a checkup from the neck up. And if you're in prison, that's probably what you need, don't you think?
Well, you know, prison is meant to be a timeout, an opportunity for someone to sit there and think about and reflect on everything that they have done. But I think really from a point of view of saying that or taking away something that fundamentally makes them that citizen, I think it's an interesting question to ask. Why should they not have that opportunity?
Agreed. It's good to agree, right? Have a question about felony violations? Call right now, 561-570-5700. After the break, Douglas Redman will still be with us. If you have a felony question, he's the guy to call. You know the phone number, 561-570-5700. Maybe later you'll teach me how to do the Dougie.
If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, what will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com.
All right, coming up on the second half of the show, Douglas Redman is still with us. If you have a question about felonies or anything in the law, just give us a call. This is your chance to ask the expert. We are live. The phone lines are open, 561-570-5700. Then our producer will tell us how scammers offer free stuff, then suck you into their scam. Wait until you hear this one. Hammer the Scammer segment's coming right up. But right now, let's take a look at all the news that maybe shouldn't be news, brought to you by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach. Download their smartphone app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has an old rusty bucket full of the funny stuff. What's going on in the world of lawlessness?
Well, this one's not so funny. A Florida man, as we love to start all our stories, yeah. A Florida man is accused of hitting and killing his girlfriend while driving a vehicle outside a Polk County Bar. Then he returned to the establishment. Charles Robert Poland of Fort Meade was charged with DUI manslaughter, leaving the scene of an accident involving death and driving without a license, according to the sheriff. Deborah Jo Hirschenberger, 40, of Fort Meade, was found dead in the road near the Coop, a bar in eastern Polk County. According to the arrest report, Poland and Hirschberger were drinking at the bar Saturday. Police said Poland got into an argument with another man, then quarreled with Hirschberger when she asked for the keys to the car. Hirschberger left on foot. Poland stayed in the bar to finish his beer, then got in the car to look for her. Poland told deputies while driving he hit something, thought he'd hit an animal, but when he saw a person lying in the road, he stopped. A witness called 911. and Poland told deputies he drove back to the bar and waited for law enforcement. Authorities arrived, Poland walked from the bar to the scene. Deputies said Poland was very upset and had to be restrained once he realized who was in the road. Deputies believe Poland was intoxicated, is now currently in jail in Polk County.
That's not the woman part of the news. You have a story about a woman, right?
We do. We have a Florida woman.
All right.
A Florida woman used an unusual tactic to shoplift from a store in Central Florida. Now, according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, the woman clogged the toilets at a Family Dollar store to distract store workers as she walked out with more than $400 worth of store merchandise by packing laundry bins with goodies before going to the bathroom to do her business there. As the clerks went to investigate the bathroom issue, she slipped out the emergency door with her laundry basket. Very clever.
Don't those alarms go off when you open those doors?
No.
Now, by the way, what's really shocking about that is $400 worth of items from a Family Dollar.
Exactly.
That's a tremendous, tremendous amount.
You'd need three people to carry that stuff out. Investigators said she dumped all her stolen items in the trash. Once she got out that emergency door, the sheriff's office believes she had an accomplice. After dumping the items, she talked to someone in a dark-colored SUV. The driver pulled her onto the back of the store as if to help her gather all the stolen items from the dumpster.
The ill-gotten booty.
Indeed. When a store employee spotted the woman, she took off. And the sheriff's office is now searching for said woman. Interesting diversion.
Theft by deception.
Yeah, there you go.
We used to do that in school with a cherry bomb. We didn't even...
Don't want to know this, Al.
You don't want to know about that.
I think you're still liable.
Now, what's real interesting about that traffic homicide DUI case that you actually brought out was, believe it or not, if you hit and kill someone in your DUI, that comes with a minimum mandatory jail sentence. But before, if you had left the scene of a crash involving death, there was no minimum mandatory, no mandatory prison sentence. So the legislature a while ago actually changed the law. So now there is a minimum mandatory prison sentence. If you leave the scene of a crash involving death, there's no kind of loophole. So the best thing is look, I have people all the time who get into crashes, have someone rear-end them, they rear-end someone else. And I got to tell you, stay at the scene. Call the police. The worst you're going to get is a ticket. Now, if you want to talk about the worst thing you can do is, let's say someone rear-ends you or you get into a little fender bender and then they get out of the car and they say, look, let's not get insurance involved. Let's not get anyone involved. The problem with that is the minute they leave the scene or you leave the scene, they get to write the narrative. They get to call the police because now, even if it was their fault, they could turn it around, call the police, and say you were the one that backed up into them, and then you left the scene.
Left the scene,
and
right?
Because they're there, that's the way they turn it around. So that might be one of those things under bust the scammers or whatever you're going to do. But it's funny the way that comes up because it's really, really, really such a big, big deal. The worst you're going to get is a ticket, and it's amazing how many cases walk into my office. But of course, if you are involved in an accident and you are injured, make sure you call the good people at the Rogues Law Group.
What's the number, Doug?
Oh, I'm sure you've got that one.
5700.
Okay.
Yeah, we
got that all. One more quick one.
Okay.
Alan, you've got to pay attention to this.
All right.
Making road rage even ragier.
Oh.
It is illegal to swear or curse upon any street or highway in Rockville, Maryland. Anyone caught swearing faces a misdemeanor charge, effectively having to add $100 to the city swear jar.
So much for freedom of speech.
I can tell you that there's absolutely no way that's going to be upheld as constitutional.
Call Doug.
Yeah, that's it. Call Doug.
I do not currently have offices in the Maryland area, but if you get anything in the South Florida area, no case too small, no fee too big. That's what we always say.
Where's the bright neon light flashing that? Yeah, you should have that.
That's the news. I'm Rick, sponsored by Robes Law Group.
All right, let's try this.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
All right, we're speaking with Doug Redman. I call him Doug because he taught me how to Dougie during the break. It was really cool. He's a pretty smart guy. He earned his master's degree from Temple University School of Law in Philadelphia, his Juris Doctorate at John Marshall School of Law, and a BA degree from Columbia College, both in Illinois. What are you doing down here, Doug?
I did the Great Jewish Migration. I figured I was going to wind up down here eventually. The weather, everything like that. Yep. So,
so you got out of Denver. I mean, that's
got out of Chicago.
Yeah,
yes.
Got out. They had to write a song about that.
Well, they actually wrote a book of the Bible. It's called Exodus. I mean, really, I'm convinced that the story of Exodus was just a bunch of Jews that were looking for some beachside property.
Okay, didn't that go out over the air?
Yeah, it did.
too late.
Now we'll get calls.
Now we're going to get calls. 561-570-5700. Call right now. Doug will answer any question that you want that's kind of legal, right?
No, well, any legal question you guys have, you know, here to answer it.
Let's take a little look at some of the headlines around. You know, Weinstein, this guy, he's a case. He's a heck of a case. His lawyers fear that he could be arrested if he's released on bail. And I guess they're thinking that the folks out in Los Angeles want him. So if he gets out on bail from, I guess he went to the hospital after the court, right? He said he had chest pains. I guess if I was just sentenced to almost life in prison, I'd probably have chest pains too. But what's that? He can get arrested again, right?
Well, there's a couple things going on, because one of them is yes, while the jurisdiction of New York has him, there is an open warrant out of California.
Yeah.
Now the question comes down is, do we have the ability to, or does California have the ability to take him out of that jurisdiction if he is released on any sort of supersedious bond or anything like that?
Right.
And supersedious bond, that is just a fancy term for post-conviction bond.
Oh, I thought it was super glue.
As opposed to pretrial release, this is post-conviction release. So, you know, that I think California does have a right to him, but I think California only has a right to him after New York courts are completely done with him. Because in order to secure him, California just can't swoop in, grab him, and ship him off. Mm-hmm. There has to be some sort of extradition that occurs between the governors.
That might be their plan. Hey, we have a caller on the line. Bob, are you, you're on the air. How are you doing today? Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. What's your question for Doug?
Well, I have a wife that teaches classes for a municipality, and they have just turned her into an employee, but they only pay her for class time.
Okay.
Even though she has to book her own lessons, and she stays afterwards for meetings.
Okay.
What should she be doing to try to track her hours, seeing they're only going to pay her for the time inside the classroom?
Well, one of the things that she should be doing is she should actually be doing a log of everything that she's doing, when she's doing it, how she's doing it, and make sure she keeps track of everything that's going on. The other thing is that I talk about logs. I like actually doing that thing where you email yourself. Write it down, write it out, email yourself, because that way it's date and time stamped, and it absolutely reflects what you're doing when you're doing it. It should also be said that she should contemporaneously be doing these things. What does it mean? As something's happening, she should be writing it down, and that way she should log it. What I would also say is this. This does absolutely sound like an issue that might be able to fall under some sort of labor issue. Why don't you have your wife give the Robes Law Group a call? They can actually give her a referral for a good labor and employment lawyer. That's not the type of law I do, but at the very least, start that process so she has that stuff diaried out. So when she actually meets with a lawyer that handles this stuff, that's going to be a good step in the right direction for her.
That's pretty good advice.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your help.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling in, Bob.
All right. Bye now.
Wow. Email yourself. I like that. That's a good idea.
Believe it or not, emailing yourself. If there, you remember we heard back in the day, put it in an envelope and send it certified mail to yourself, and that way you know you got it and it's date stamped and time stamped.
Right.
I always say email, 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 because if you email yourself, it's date and time stamped, and that little heading right there is one of those things that can't be copied or duplicated, and it's really great advice to go ahead if you want to memorialize something that happened.
I'm going to have to talk to a couple of hacker friends of mine and see if that can't be worked on. Seems that they change everything. They change the routing address when they send it out. They change everything. You think they'd be able to change the date?
And listen, I mean, yes, they can change the date just like you can, you know, erase out a line on a letter or anything like that. But the fact is, those email addresses, you know, look, it holds up for what it is. You can look and see what the message before, what the message after, where it falls into place. I just like doing that because it basically, for me, it's a CYA to make sure you know that it's date and time stamped.
Right. Yeah, I could use that on my wife. That might work. Oh. Hey, what's this story? I hear that there's a survey out at Corona beer drinkers won't drink the beer because they're afraid of the virus?
You know, I got to tell you, I saw this. It blew me away yesterday. New York Daily News. They said that a new survey has found that more than one third of all Americans would not buy Corona beer under any circumstances because of the rapidly spreading and totally unrelated coronavirus outbreak. You know, they say a person is smart, people are dumb. Right? We've heard that plenty of times.
Yep.
The survey conducted by a public relations agency found that actually 14% of people who usually drink the popular beer would not order it in public. And 16% of beer drinking Americans were confused about whether or not Corona has any relation to the new viral infection.
Oh, man. You know, I was, we talked about this during the break. I was in a restaurant the other day, and I had a slight cough, so I coughed, and I looked at the lady next to me, and I said, oh, man. I said, I've had this ever since I got back from China. She started laughing, but I thought afterwards, that's not such a good idea.
It's a great way to get yourself quarantined.
Put me in quarantine, right.
You know, the funny thing is whether it's personal injury, whether it's criminal, you know, we've always said that if people were well-reasoned, not smart, not well-reasoned.
Right.
And thought-provoking and able to make reasoned decisions. They wouldn't need lawyers. Lawyers wouldn't exist.
You're talking yourself out of a job there, buddy.
Oh, no, because, again, we're still coming to this. There's people out there that are not drinking Corona. A person is smart. People are dumb. Just remember that.
You know what they didn't know? That if you put the lime in the mouth of the bottle, then you don't get the coronavirus.
Well, no. That's not quite the case. Is if you do have the coronavirus, make sure you meet a nice young lady who has Lyme disease. That way you guys go together perfectly.
What about Roger Stone? We talked about Weinstein. How about Stone? Does he need your advice?
No. I'm going to stay as far away from that one as possible. It seems like anyone who gets involved with that case just has a world of pain. But I think it's really, really interesting when you see what's going on where you have prosecutors that are actually withdrawing off the case. You have prosecutors that are resigning off the case. And, you know, it happens. It happens sometimes when there's external pressure and things that are going on. I do have a huge problem when you do have these crimes of people that are lying and committing perjury and so on and so forth. The reason being is you know, we were talking before, you said, look, why is it illegal to lie? Why is it a problem to lie? Well, the fact is, I tell all my clients this, you have a right to remain silent. You don't have a right to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's true.
So if you say something and you say something that's untrue, that can actually be used as evidence and proof of guilt. Oh. If you don't say anything at all, your silence can never be used against you in court. So better to say nothing than to say a lie or a half-truth.
My mom used to tell me that all the time. I don't know. I don't remember what it was for, but she always said that. If you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say it.
That's the nicest way she told you to shut up.
Yep. I believe you're right.
And that's why you made talking your career.
Dang it. You know, let me ask, you know, we do personal injury stuff and all that. So is there ever a case where a personal injury situation could be a felony?
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a baited question, but let's start with this. Believe it or not, one of the cases that I'm actually working on right now is someone who essentially staged an accident and tried to file a lawsuit and then bringing forth a false accident claim. So if it comes out, let's say you're involved in an accident, you call an attorney and you convince that attorney that you've had dangers or problems or injuries, and then it turns out that it's not true at all.
Sort of like Jesse Smollett, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And we see all the time, even on these workman's comp claims, where you have someone who says, hey, doc, it hurts my arm when I do this. And the doc says, well, then don't do this. but they actually have these insurance investigators out there with video cameras, and they see you. Yeah. There was actually a great story of one that the guy claimed that he was completely disabled, couldn't do anything, yet they caught him cheating on his wife in the back of the car, engaging in vigorous coitus.
Could you spell that?
No.
Vigorous coitus.
No, vigorous. I know what coitus is.
Vigorous coitus was also the name of, I believe, one of the last Caesars.
You're a sick man, Doug. That's why I like to have you on the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we always have a great time when you come on. So felonies, felonies, felonies. What a rap that is. You know, a third-degree felony, I think I remember a guy that had a little case. It's 5 years on a third degree.
Well, and that's the maximum penalty.
Okay, yeah, we talked about 3-2-1 or 1-2-3, whatever the deal is.
1-2-3, 3-2-1. Yeah.
What's the, if a third-degree felony is 5 years,
second degree is maximum 15 years. Yeah. First degree is maximum 30 years. Then there is a first-degree PBL, which is called punishable by life, where they can actually punish you by up to and including life. And then they have capital felonies. Capital felonies, those are the scary ones. Those are the ones where if you go to trial and you lose, you go to life, you go to prison for life. Life means life. No possibility of parole.
Wow. Wow. Not even good time served.
Nope. Not even good time served. Life means life in Florida.
Stick a fork in me.
You're done.
I'm done.
Only way you're getting out of prison is if you're dead. Now, interesting point, by the way. There was a gentleman, I believe, outside of Iowa, mm-hmm. came about the news. He was actually sentenced to life in prison. And when he was in prison, he actually suffered a heart attack. And when he suffered that heart attack, they said he was actually legally dead for 8 minutes. He filed a writ to the Court of Appeals saying he was sentenced to life. He died for 8 minutes. Therefore, his sentence has already been served and he should be released. Of course, the Court of Appeals said, nope, forget it. Doesn't work that way.
You actually have to
stay in prison.
That's a good scam right there. You could induce a heart attack. I'm dead. Okay, let me out.
Yeah. Yep.
Ouch. I'm glad I'm not in that situation. I don't ever want to. I've been told by my doctor, he says, by all means, avoid jail.
Well, yes.
It's not a good thing, especially for a guy like me.
Jail is, there's a reason why jail is so scary. You know, they say it's supposed to be a deterrent. I'd say this, jail is not like what we see on TV. Jail is not as lawless as we're led to believe, but it's certainly not the greatest place on the planet, and I wouldn't recommend it for anyone. So if you want to avoid jail, make sure you call me at the Rudman Law Group. 561-367-1123, or you can get us on our website, www.flatriallaw.com, www.flatriallaw.com. The Rudman Law Group, former prosecutor, pursuing justice.
And the American way. I think your slogan should be, don't sweat the petty stuff, and don't pet the sweaty stuff. I think that might work.
You've left me speechless.
And that's almost an impossible thing to do. Hey, you know, one thing that I wanted to brush on, you know, next week on the show, we have a divorce attorney coming on. I'll give you some information on that in a few moments there. But you made an interesting point at a conference you and I attended one time about guys being charged. I don't want to go into why the conference was there, but being charged, the you getting a divorce.
It's the textbook way to begin a divorce, where you have a woman or a man goes to a divorce attorney. They say, look, I want the quickest, easiest way to start the divorce process. And what they do is they say, try to bait the other one into hitting you, putting their hands on you in some way, and actually concocting a domestic violence situation that is used as the catalyst for beginning the divorce process.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
It's absolutely scary. Happens all the time. If you find yourself in that situation, don't try to talk your way out of it. Contact a lawyer right away. A lawyer like the fine attorneys at the Rudman Law Group.
Yeah, those guys. Absolutely. I'll get to that in a minute. Listen to this.
When you hear that sound, something bad is about to happen.
Good afternoon. This is Christina at the Rudd Law Group. How can I help you?
And that's the sound of confidence. Confidence in knowing you have selected the right team to represent you in your hour of need. The Department of Transportation tells us more than 5 million crashes occur every year. That's more than 13,600 accidents every single day, every day. So be aware of... And remember, when you need legal representation, call the good folks at Rogues Law Group at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or better yet, download the Robes Law Group app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES to 474747.
This is Christina at the Robes Law Group. How can I help you?
Okay. Hi, Christina. Always good to hear her voice. Welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law today. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and non-legal orator, along with our show producer, Rick Snyder, with a message for those afflicted with kinematophobia. If you have a fear of zombies, there's no cure, but there is a solution. Grab your smartphone if you're not driving and text the word ROBES, that's ROBES, to 474747 and download the ROBES Law Group app and open it. You won't find any zombies there. We promise you that. It won't be anywhere near your smartphone. Let the smart folks over at the ROBES Law Group take care of that. They know how to deal with zombies. At least they did at their last Halloween party. You know? And they will give you peace of mind knowing that legal representation is in the palm of your hand. And just a friendly reminder, when you hire ROBES from the app, you receive a $1,000 fee credit when your case is settled. That's $1,000 just for hiring ROBES from the app. Not too many people do that. And remember, text the word ROBES to 474747. Got it? Get it? Problem solved. Okay, and now, just as the front counter waitress at the Waffle House predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer. This week's report is brought to you by ROBES Law Group. They fight hard for their clients because it's the right thing to do. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with some info on being scammed by offering free stuff that sucks you into the scam. What's that all about, Rick?
If it's free,
give me three.
Thank you, Alan. A chance to try something for free? What have you got to lose?
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested in a particular product or service, trying before you buy might seem like a no-brainer, but what starts as free or very low cost might end up costing you a lot more than you planned on.
Wow.
Companies use free trials to sign you up for more products, sometimes lots of products, which can cost you lots of money as they bill you every month. If you sign up for something for free, a free trial, a couple points of interest. You got to cancel it or you will get charged.
Mm.
Al and I were speaking of this a couple of weeks ago. I got 3 months of charges because I didn't cancel my free trial. It's easy. Cancel it. What you can do is write it on a calendar, cancel my free trial, and keep track of your bills when they come in, if you're especially on a credit card. The companies that you are doing business with love to get your email address because they can send you a lot more stuff.
Right.
They can sell your email address. A lot of ways to get around the scamming situation. When you sign up, look for things like who's behind the offer. Is it a legitimate company? Just because you're buying something online from one company doesn't mean the offer or a product isn't from someone else. Watch out for pre-checked boxes. When you sign up, they will check your box, the box for you. How
oh,
nice
oh you mean on the like on
the
internet? Yeah,
yes.
If you're looking on the internet and there's
pre-check
a little
boxes,
check here.
You're yeah. signing up.
Okay.
Be careful of that. Mark your calendar as we suggested. Mm-hmm. Look for information on how you can cancel future shipments or services. If you don't want them, do you have to pay? I was lucky. I got out of it. Read your credit card and debit statements. You'll see these charges piling up month after month. Find the terms and conditions for the offer as you're getting your free offer in there. So keep this in mind when you, and we do, we all sign up for free things.
Free stuff, yeah.
Once in a while,
like
yes.
I say, if it's free, give me three, right?
Yeah. I like that part. be careful. Remember also, I just had a piece, here we go.
Hey, dead air. Come on.
I know.
Well, and based on what you're saying, and I was trying to jump in there,
yep.
is in my time as a prosecutor and as a defense attorney, I got to tell you, 99 times out of 100, even 100 times out of 100, if it sounds too good to be true, it has
it
to be.
Yes.
Because
yep.
even if they're giving you something free, what is their business model? What are they getting out of it? Why are they doing this? How are they going to make their money on the back end?
Absolutely.
That's what I always look into. So when you're trying to determine whether or not it's going to be a scam or anything like that, listen, ask yourself, what is their end game? And if you don't know what it is, look, just better stay away. It's not worth
it. Safe way to do it.
You're right.
Safe way to do it. Or go down to the flea market. You could get a good deal there.
Yeah, once in a while. Incidentally, Al, the Windows 7 operating system is no longer being supported by Microsoft. That means it's not being updated, which could leave you dangerously exposed to hackers.
Okay, that's not anything like when your driver's license expires, you have to stop your car and get out because...
No.
Okay, same thing with Windows 7. They're not supporting it, but it still works.
It still works.
All right.
And don't fall for emails saying your license has expired and you need to renew, pay for your Windows license for this or any other reason.
We may have opened up a new door for scammers here.
Sorry.
Call people and say, hey, I can update your, Windows 7 for you. We'll take the support.
Update yourself, folks, or just don't pay any attention to it because it does still work.
Got any scams there, Doug? No? I put you on the spot, didn't I? Sorry about that.
No, I mean, there's always scams out there. There are a lot of things going on. I mean, one of the things that I have to tell you that I would always look out for is, if someone comes to your house, beware of unlicensed contractors, because that's going to be one of the things that's going to kind of bite you in the butt. But one of the things that's actually also very funny is this is a personal mantra that I have as an attorney, but everyone always wants to have their friend do something for them. You know, hey, I need some lighting fixtures done, and I've got this guy who's a good friend of mine. He's going to come in and do it. Or I've got a buddy of mine who's going to help me out with my plumbing. But the problem is, what happens when the lighting fixtures don't work, or the plumbing doesn't go the way you want, or they're halfway through the project and they go on vacation? Nothing ruins a friendship more than someone doing that. But here's also that's very interesting. How are you going to sue your friend if it doesn't come out to be right?
Exactly.
So if you're trying to save yourself a couple bucks by having a friend of yours come out and do something for you, what's going to happen if it's wrong? I always say, listen, I want to have someone come out, someone who's licensed, someone who does it right, someone who's bonded, someone who's got that insurance, so I can go ahead and actually sue them if I needed to. And I know that sounds funny, but I'm not trying to be the Debbie Downer here, but I always want to have that type of recourse that if I needed to, I can do that. And I think that kind of falls under the context of a scam. Also, not that your friends are trying to scam you, but a way to protect yourself on the back end.
Absolutely. You know what I do when I want to get rid of a friend that I don't want to hang out with anymore? I loan him money.
Or you go on vacation with them.
Oh, yeah, that too. But I find, you know, 20 bucks. Cost you 20 bucks to get rid of somebody. Here, let me loan you 20 bucks. What for? Just take it. 20 bucks. You'll never see that person again.
A fool and his money are easily parted.
Parted. You got it. All right. Well, Doug, you've been great, man. I appreciate you coming in and taking your time to... taking your Saturday. I know you could have been somewhere else today, but I appreciate
you. Well, I got to tell you, whenever I get a call and any way I can help out the Robes Law Group, I know they're good people. I know they do great work, and I really, really, really appreciate them.
All right. Thanks so much. Hey, coming up next week, attorney Sean Gearhart will join us. He's an expert in, dare I say it, divorce. We'll be talking about the alimony dartboard, and we have some tears for your beer. Next week, attorney Sean Gearhart will be with us. I'd like to wish a friend of mine happy birthday, Jerry Steinhart, March 5th. He's going to be an old guy. We appreciate that. I want to also let you know that Wednesday, March the 4th, at the FAU campus near the FAU Breezeway, the Robes Law Group will be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by and say hi and pick up a free gift. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Listen to Lifestyles and Law Today right here on West Palm Beach's flagship station, WJNO AM 1290, every Saturday from 2 to 3. We hope our mission was not impossible and the legal knowledge ebbs and flows through the applicable outlets. The show was underwritten by the Robes Law Group, originates from the iHeart Studios, executive producer John Mitchell, show producer Rick Snyder, John Nutter, engineer, and I'm your host, Alan Mason. Sneeze you next week, folks.